love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Holy cow. Seriously, what an amazing weekend of sports. Like, literally. And quite frankly, I could not have had a better Saturday when I think about it. Like, seriously, my Saturday was freaking amazing because the weather outside in Phoenix, Arizona was terrible, which is obviously where the Dorfman resides and comes to you each and every time I do the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. But the truth is we had terrible weather. So what did it make me do? It made me sit around and watch TV, but quite frankly, what a weekend to have to be stuck inside watching TV. Whether it was the Tyson Fury and Wilder fight, which was pretty one-sided, and we'll get to that, believe me. I got plenty of thoughts and opinions about that. And the NBA was pretty much awesome. I can't believe the Milwaukee Bucks have already clinched a playoff spot. Are you freaking kidding me? It's February, people. Like, come on now. It's insane. Like, that is amazing stuff. I think the first time that that's happened in at least 15 years. So there's something special about that. Believe me, there is absolutely something special about what's brewing in Milwaukee. And yeah, I did use a pun because it is Brew City. So something is definitely brewing in my old hometown of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Anyways, got to move on. NCAA basketball was amazing too. We had Kansas and Baylor go at it. And what happened there? Rock Chalk KU, baby. They came to play. They got it done. And they are going to be your new number one team in the all of college basketball. So good for Kansas. Amazing stuff there. Major League Baseball is underway as the boys of summer have gotten it going here in Phoenix and obviously in Florida as well. And man, oh man. Don't forget about the XFL, people. That's going on too. And you know what? I've kind of gotten a little bit into it here and there. Anyways, I know I'm just getting warmed up. A lot to get into tonight. So stick with me, people. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me on the Weekend Recap. And it is always Sports Overnight America.
A little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog died? Your girlfriend left you?
No, the pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got four free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the time of 1 minute, 39 seconds in round number 7. A referee in charge, Kenny Bayless, recognizes the request of the corner and stops the contest. He is the winner by way of technical knockout. He is still the undefeated lineal heavyweight champion and the new WBC heavyweight champion of the world. The Gypsy King, Tyson Fury!
Things like this happen. The best man won tonight, but my trainer, my coach, my side, threw in the towel. And, you know, I'm ready to go out on my shield, man. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of things going on coming into this fight, but it is what it is. You know, I was already, my leg was already re-coming in due to other little things. But, you know, I make no excuses tonight. I just wish that my corner would have let me win out on my shield. I'm a warrior.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Unbelievable.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. Sing along if you know the words. And I knew if I had my chance, I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me...
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I was just about to start singing, to be honest with you, Scott. Well, you got two different guys there. You had Tyson Fury, obviously singing after a victory, and then you had Wilder coming up with all kinds of excuses, like Scott and I were kind of saying to ourselves while that highlight was going to you people all over the globe, man. I mean, seriously, like, I saw this fight. I don't know if you saw this fight, if you were hiding under a rock and you don't know the result. Tyson Fury pounded this guy around for a little over 7 rounds of heavyweight boxing action. And to be quite honest with you, this was like literally one of the most tactically unbelievably fought fights that I've seen in a long, long time. Tyson Fury is 6'9". Wilder is 6'6". So these guys are both pretty big dudes. Cut like a rug is Wilder, and Fury's kind of, you know, he's a little bit lumpy to a certain point, but you know what? Both these dudes are incredibly intimidating looking. And I'll tell you what, to go in that ring and battle it out is unbelievable. But I'm going to break it down for you. And here's the deal. If you don't know much about fights, certain styles make fights. Well, here's the thing, man. Tyson Fury has a style. Wilder does not really have a style, man. He's wild, like his name kind of says. Leaves himself unprotected at times. Very vulnerable, especially to a guy like Tyson Fury, who's 6'9" and literally punching down on you. So I think that he really needs to work on his game, man. I understand he's got knockout power and one punch is all it takes from him. But if you don't get the opportunity to throw that one punch, then what the hell is that one? What the hell good is that one punch? Like, seriously. So you got to be able to defend yourself. Once he got busted open in the ear, I do think equilibrium became a problem. Tyson Fury continued to put his body weight on this guy, knocking him down not once but twice throughout this fight, and then the stoppage there in the seventh round. Just in the Dorfman's humble opinion, this was complete domination. And it was complete domination because a guy in Tyson Fury was the much more sophisticated, more skilled, better boxer than his opponent. So what did he do? He had a game plan to go out there and open up a can of whoop ass on this guy. And that's what he did from start to finish. I'm sorry, but I'm calling it the way I saw it, people. Tyson Fury was superior in every way, shape, and form. He looked the part of a heavyweight champion, man. Like, seriously. Really, really cool to see. All right, so let me swing it over to my man Tyson Fury. And why was it so easy? Well, you heard me. I said he was sophisticated, he was better skilled, and quite frankly, just dominated this fight because he knew how to work the ring. He put his body on him. He kept pressing Wilder back into a corner. And therefore, he just sort of had this guy taking punch after punch. Can't do that, man. I'm sorry. You got to be able to protect yourself. And Wilder fought he had no game plan, or Tyson Fury was just so incredibly well prepared. And I do know he was well prepared. I was watching the fight, so I know he was well prepared. Or maybe he's just that much better. And quite frankly, that's kind of where the Dorfman is right now. I think that dude is a far superior boxer. Like, if those guys were to fight 10 times, I honestly see Fury winning 7 times. I really do. Yeah, there'd be those three times where Wilder could come in there and give him that one shot and that knockout blow comes. But quite frankly, man, technically, I don't see it happening. So really impressive. Gypsy King, you went out there. You showed up, man. You really showed up. And you know what I love most about it is, check me out on social media, by the way. It's at Dorf on Sports, whether it's on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, you name it, man. Just check me out. It's all Dorf on Sports, okay? And by the way, speaking of that, you can always check me out every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the Dorf on Sports radio show. Why not plug it? Okay, so getting back to things here. Dude was just so well prepared. Dude was just so incredibly superior. I think Wilder has to go back and really, really work on getting his skill level up to what it needs to be. Otherwise, he's going to be taking beatings like this. I'm sorry, man, but that I know that there's not a lot of guys out there in the heavyweight division that are super competitive. But if you want to get back to being able to have Tyson Fury actually be worried about you, you got to go work on your skill game, man. One punch guys, I'm sorry. Look, Mike Tyson, that yeah. And who's Tyson Fury named after? Tyson. I mean, come on, man. So, like, one-punch guys, he's got you handled is what I'm trying to say. This guy has been a student of the game. There is no doubt in my mind. This guy knows the game, and he is as well-prepared as anybody. Like, he beat Klitschko, dude. Like, this guy is no joke. I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, I'm really impressed. I am absolutely really impressed with Tyson Fury and the effort that he had and the way that he dominated that fight, because there were so many different opinions. And then that gets me back to my point. My social media stuff is blowing up with, oh, Fury, Wilder's going to knock him out. Fury's going to knock him out. Nobody knows. And that brings me to my last point about this whole situation. You never know what you're going to get when you're talking about a game, especially the fight game. So the fact that these two guys went out there and they laid it all on the line on Saturday night, and they went out there and they gave us a pretty good performance, even though Wilder was literally getting his butt kicked, if you ask me. Again, if you want to challenge me on it, I welcome it. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the Twitter. Like I said, it's Dorf on Sports, all the social media. Tell me I'm crazy, but I saw a guy go out there and just tear another guy apart. And at the end of the day, this was just a really, really good tactical fight from Tyson Fury. And Wilder, step up your game, work on your skills. All right, I got to take a break. I'll do it. I'll come back. Continue rapping about the sports world. It's the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Culver at the top of the key. Culver driving, spinning to the rim. Layup good. First time in the second half, Texas Tech grabs the lead. 66-65. Red Raiders by one and a timeout, Texas Tech, with 35.1 seconds to go. Here's Hunter shooting a three over the zone in the right corner. Splash it home. That got a fist pump from Tony Bennett, and it gets Virginia back on top. 75-73. 2 minutes to go in overtime.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another weekend recap, Sports Overnight America style. Get at me on the Twitter and all the different social media. Follow me there at Dorf on Sports. And then also, you can always check me out locally in Phoenix on PulseRadio.fm. Check me out there and see what's going on with the Dorfman's local show. And then obviously, I love checking out with you here. I start every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for your listening pleasure here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Love doing it. Love talking to you people. Love having you people follow me. Love having you people check me out. So keep doing it. I'm going to let you know what happened in college basketball, if you couldn't tell by the highlights. And quite frankly, man, the highlights are awesome because March Madness is right around the freaking corner, people. It is coming. It is literally coming. It is jumping at us. So get ready, buckle up, and get ready for some craziness, because wait till you hear what I tell you what happened in college basketball over the weekend, which will kind of start the craziness, which is March Madness. All right, Ohio State does beat Maryland at home, and that's a nice victory. That's a top 25 school in Ohio State, winning 79 over another top 25, a top 10 team, quite frankly, at the time of the game, 79-72 over Maryland. Indiana beats a good Penn State team that's been playing well all season, 68-60. Indiana's interesting to me, to be honest with you. So I'm watching them because, quite frankly, they're a team that I think is close to being in or out of the tournament. Butler goes down to Creighton, 81-59. I'm sorry. Yeah, 81-59 was the score there. Seton Hall wins 81-65 in that one. So, wow, those were your Sunday games. Pretty amazing stuff what happened there. On Saturday, this is when all the craziness really, really took place. Kansas, number three, they go to Baylor. They win 64-61. Gonzaga, they go to BYU, who's top 25 in the country, by the way. And guess what, folks? They go down 91-78. So Gonzaga, number two in the country, a really good basketball team, but showing maybe a little bit of vulnerability to a team in BYU that really can hit some shots. UNLV with one of the biggest upsets of the day. They go to San Diego State, who was undefeated up until this game. 66-63 is your final there. UNLV wins that one. And in a couple of ways, I actually think this might be okay for San Diego State. You don't necessarily want to go into the tournament without a loss, because that always puts a mark right on your back and people have you as a target. So you know what? Maybe not the worst thing for these guys, because they were probably on cloud nine anyway, thinking, you know what, doesn't stink, and you know what, we can't lose. So you know what, this is probably good for you, San Diego State. Dayton, they get it done, man. They beat Duquesne 80-70 is the final there. Duke 88-64 over Virginia Tech. Look out for that Duke team. I don't know why. I just kind of, in the back of my head, man, they're maybe a little bit under the radar. So look out for that Duke team. Another team that might be under the radar, Florida State, 67-61 over NC State. A nice victory on the road for them. 65-59, Kentucky beats Florida. Florida's always tough, man. I mean, you know, they're always a pretty tough, physical, gritty team. So nice victory. Kentucky, they're another team, maybe a little bit under the radar. Like, always a young team. That's the thing about Duke and Kentucky. I'll get to that in a moment. But under the radar, maybe a little bit, both those squads. Louisville takes care of North Carolina. And, wow, what an awful year for Roy Williams in North Carolina. 72-55 final there. This is kind of wild. This is insane to me, too, actually, when I think about it. Something I heard the other day. This is going to be Roy Williams' first ever losing season as a head basketball coach in college basketball. Let me say that one more time for you people. Roy Williams has never had a losing record as a head basketball coach, and it's happening for the first time. But you know what? Don't worry, North Carolina fan. I believe you guys retool, and you'll be right back at it next year. And you know what? Quite frankly, I'm sorry it's happening to my man, Roy Williams. But once again, it's kind of cool to see guys who always have success. They can fail. Like, it's okay. And you know what? I'm watching Roy Williams all season long. Dude is not handling it very well. He's moaning, he's groaning, and he's questioning whether he's a good coach, and there's all kinds of things that's going on. So, dude, relax, bro. It happens to the best of us. You're an unbelievable coach, and I can't believe that you've never had a losing season as a head coach. So, quite frankly, man, it's remarkable. It was bound to happen. Villanova beats a good Xavier team. 64-55 is the final there, or a decent Xavier team, not necessarily a good team. Then I'm on the fence about this team too, to be quite honest with you. I don't think that they're necessarily in. I'm not sure on who's in and who's out. I got to see what happens, obviously, with the conference tournaments before anything. Auburn gets a victory over Tennessee, 73-66. Oregon beats U of A, and that's a nice rebound. That was a good game, by the way, 73-72, because they lose to A-State during the week and then obviously get a nice victory at Arizona. So kind of rejuvenating themselves a little bit, if you will. West Virginia goes down to TCU, 60-67. That's not a good loss, by the way. UCLA, don't sleep on UCLA quite yet. I know we've got a friend here at the network, and I guarantee you he's always just talking about how god awful UCLA is. And quite frankly, they're not dead yet. They did beat Colorado, who happens to be a pretty good team, 70-63, and they did win that one on the road. Marquette goes down to Providence. I watched a little bit of that game. Providence just played really well. They just played well, man. They were scoring kind of at will. Marquette was having trouble defending and stopping them. So Marquette goes down 84-72. Marcus Howard, though, that dude, look out for him. I'm telling you, I love watching certain people when it does come to March Madness, and that's a guy that you got to recognize, man. Marcus Howard for the Marquette Golden Eagles, check this guy out, okay? This guy can ball, he can play, and he's going to be a fun guy to watch during March Madness. Houston goes down to Memphis. Much needed victory for Memphis, by the way. Good to see them not letting things go totally haywire after Wiseman and that whole situation where he obviously leaves the school. I mean, wow. Okay, so I want to get to that point that I had about Kentucky and Duke and why. Look, you can make an argument one way or the other whether you think Krzyzewski and Calipari are great coaches. I'm going to tell you right now, they're great coaches, okay? Flat out. These dudes are unfreaking believable coaches. And you can say, well, they get the best talent, Dorf, and da-da-da-da-da, this and that and the other. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this, guys. They get that great talent when they're 18 years old, and then they have those dudes for 1 year, and then they run to the NBA. So, quite frankly, I'm going to make the argument that these guys are unbelievable coaches. And you know what? Their records speak for themselves, man. This isn't rocket science. And I've heard people like say to me, you know, is this guy a better coach or is that guy like this? Quite frankly, this was a good comparison if you want to make this argument. Someone asked me about Bruce Pearl being a better coach maybe than Coach K, and look, I don't know the answer to that, because what they were saying is you give Bruce Pearl Coach K type talent, what do you think winds up happening? I don't know, because he doesn't have that talent, okay? So the question is moot, people. Like, we're never going to know that answer. That's my point. But I will tell you this, Coach K and Coach Calipari, what they do with those young guys in one freaking year, come on now. Give those guys the props that they deserve instead of saying, well, they have the best talent, they should be winning every year, and when they don't, da-da-da-da-da. I'm sorry, man. they are always in the conversation. So quite frankly, they're doing their job. Okay, so what do I think of Kansas? I like Kansas, actually. I really do like Kansas. Aduke Azubuike, if he can do what he did for the Jayhawks the other day, they absolutely have a chance to run the table when it comes to March Madness. I'm sorry, but they do, and that's another squad that you can't trust when it comes to March Madness. I'm sorry, but Bill Self and KU, they usually find a way to mess things up, in all honesty. They don't wind up showing up, but I have a weird feeling that they may wind up showing up come this March Madness. Don't sleep on those Dayton Flyers either, man. Like, they're really good. Those guys have been together for a while. I kind of like that squad. Same kind of thing with the Florida State squad. Louisville, I'm glad to see those guys, the way that they've been able to rebound, to be honest with you, with all the problems and things that they had going on with that program. Villanova, hey, can never forget about them, can we? Steve, that guy just keeps having those guys back in that tournament year after year, so you got to love it. All right, I know I got to take a break, so I'm going to do it. Keep it close, everybody. I'm going to continue rapping about the sports world and what an amazing weekend of sports we had. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
Kansas has missed their last six field goals, down one, inbound into the corner. Newman trapped, gets rid of it to Mikhailu. 2:15 to go, KU down one. Grant. Back it goes, Mikhailuk, the alley-oop, and Azubuike on the left block gives Kansas the one-point lead with a thunderous two-hand jam.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Head on to Kuznetsov to Ovechkin. Score! Alex Ovechkin at 102. Elapsed time. It's 1-0 Capitals.
Capitals with a 4-3 lead. One final faceoff to the left of Braden Holtby. The puck is dropped. Start the celebration in our nation's capital. The Washington Capitals, for the first time in franchise history, are the Stanley Cup champions. They are off the bench to bomb Braden Holtby. Sticks, gloves, helmets all over the ice. Celebrating behind the goal. The Capitals with a 4-3 victory. They win the series in five after losing the opener. The Capitals are the Stanley Cup champions here in 2018.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong move.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the weekend recap, Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me on all of the social media at Dorf on Sports. Or hit me up, 1-800-878-7529. All right, so I kind of want to get into a little bit of what happened in the weekend of hockey. And I'll start with some scores because that's kind of what we like to do. Capitals get it done over the Penguins. That was a pretty good game, by the way. Really good game. 5-3 was the final, but 3-3 late in that game, and then Capitals did wind up getting the two-goal margin. Sabres, 2-1 over the Jets. Stars, 2-1 over the Blackhawks. Islanders, 4-1 over the Sharks. Flames, 4-2 over the Red Wings. Blues, 4-1 over the Wild. Golden Knights beat the Ducks, 6-5 in overtime. Oilers beat the Kings, 4-2 in that one. And good to see my man Alex Ovechkin wind up getting his 700th goal, and he's only 194 away from my man Wayne, the great one, Gretzky. So still a lot of work to do, but you know what? Stay healthy, and you may have a shot at that unbelievable number. Just crazy, man. Just crazy. So congrats, kudos to my man Alex Ovechkin for that 700th goal. All right, so let me get you some scores from Saturday as well. Devils, they beat the Capitals 3-2. Flyers, 4-2 over the Jets. Sabres, 5-2 over the Penguins. Hurricanes beat the Maple Leafs 6-3. Canadiens, 3-0 over the Senators. Sharks go down to the Rangers 3-2. Blue Jackets go down to the Predators 4-3. Coyotes, they get a win over the Lightning 7-3. Canucks 9-3 over the Bruins. Golden Knights 5-3 over the Panthers. And then the Avalanche get it done over the Kings 2-1 in that one. And let me just kind of get you up to speed on the standings as well in NHL hockey, because as we know, look, man, I'll tell you what. In the Western Conference, the Pacific has been extremely fun to watch. Now, the Vegas Knights are on top, man. So that team to me is so freaking cool. I'm sorry, but I fell in love with these guys right out of the gates. When you do what they did in your inaugural year, it's hard not to become a fan of these guys. I am definitely a Vegas Golden Knights guy. They are now leading the Pacific at 76 points. Edmonton behind them, 73. Vancouver, 72. And then there's a couple teams, Calgary and the Coyotes, both at 70 points there. In the central of the Western, let's take a look at that, the Western Conference. The Blues, 82 points. Avalanche, 79. Stars, 78. And then Winnipeg was 69. So they're going to be fighting right now, Coyotes and Flames, to get that last final spot. It's going to be fun to watch that. On the other side, in the Eastern Conference, Boston Bruins on top, 90 points over the Lightning, who have 85. And then there's a big drop-off. Maple Leafs have 72, and the Florida Panthers at 70. And then you have in the Metropolitan, the Capitals on top in that division, 82 points, 80 points for the Penguins, 77 for the Flyers, who are playing a lot better as of late. And then your Islanders at 76 points, and the Hurricanes 74, and the Columbus Blue Jackets at 74. So going to be, I'm telling you what, buckle up. Like, seriously, people, buckle up. The finish of what's going on in NHL hockey is going to be fun, extremely fun. All right, NBA basketball real quick. I want to touch on that. Milwaukee Bucks have clinched a playoff berth. It's the earliest playoff berth clinching in 15 years. We're 56 games into the season, man. This team has already gotten themselves into the postseason. They're putting up better statistical numbers than the Golden State Warrior teams when they were winning championships. Let that sink in for a minute. This Milwaukee Bucks team has better numbers statistically than that Golden State Warrior team when they were winning championships. I'm going to give you another crazy stat. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the most efficient basketball player in the history of the game with the numbers that the dude is throwing up there this season. Let that stuff resonate for you for just a quick moment. They're on what we call a historical pace. So quite frankly, you got to go get that chip, Milwaukee. You got to go get that chip. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel about it. Don't get me started on wasted opportunities if you're a Wisconsin sports fan. Because quite frankly, Green Bay Packers, you got a lot of explaining to do. When you have Brett Favre and you have Aaron Rodgers back to freaking back, and all you got is two to talk about, I'm sorry, but that's underachieving. I'm sorry. Don't get me started there. So Milwaukee Bucks, go do what you got to do. Get that chip. All right. Toronto Raptors, Nick Nurse, man, dude is awesome. I'm sorry. That dude is flipping awesome. What a great coach. What a great coach. Boston, L.A. had a really fun matchup. Playoff-like matchup. Jason Tatum, let me give you some history on this, man. This is pretty cool, too. Youngest guy in the Boston or the L.A. Laker history. Yeah, you heard me right. Youngest guy in the history of these two teams battling. Youngest guy to score 40 points. He had 41 in a losing effort, by the way. LeBron hits that knockdown turnaround jumper over Jaylen Brown, and then just kind of a weird last 30 seconds of that game. L.A. walks away with a victory. Philadelphia, going to be interesting. I don't know what's going to go down. Simmons, man, I'm sorry, but if that back is really, really, really bad, they're in some major trouble. And I don't think Philadelphia is all that great anyway. I think they got a lot of issues. They don't have a leader. The biggest threat in the Eastern Conference of the Milwaukee Bucks, Toronto Raptors. I'm sorry, man, but that's a good basketball team. And all you people that talk about the Western Conference being so much better than the Eastern Conference, all right, hear this out really quickly, people. Please, hear this out. Milwaukee, they're the best record in the league, and they've got more victories than anybody by about five games or so. Okay? Toronto, they're right there neck and neck with the LA Lakers, if they were in the Western Conference. And that's the number two team. The number three team is equally as good, if not better, than the number three team in the Western Conference, who has 37 victories. The third team in the Eastern Conference has 39 victories. The fourth team has 36. So does the fourth team in the Eastern Conference. So again, man, I'm telling you people, do not be surprised if for 2 years in a row the champion comes out of the Eastern Conference. Do not be surprised. And don't get caught up in LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and they're the best duo in the league. I know this. But it takes a team, man. It takes a team. I don't care what anybody says. The best team is the Milwaukee Bucks. And you could make a good argument. Toronto Raptors are a close second. Sorry, but I'm telling you, man, Nick Nurse, unbelievable. Miami's starting to come down to earth a little bit, but still relatively impressive what they're doing. Indiana better wake up. Indiana better get their act together quick. They've lost they're 3-7 in their last 10 games, so they better get their act together. All right, real quickly on the other side, I just want to take a quick look. Oklahoma City, I'm still really impressed. They've won three straight now, and you know what? They're in the sixth spot. They'd be a tough spot, a tough out for anybody. Like, dead serious. That's a tough out. The Mavericks are going to be a tough out. Memphis, if they can hang on, or the Blazers, whoever gets in that those final spots, they may not – like, the last team may not be as bad as their record says they are in the Western Conference. So, quite frankly, man, I'm really excited. I'm excited to watch the finish of what happens in the NBA season. I really am, because I think you have to buckle up for a few things. But the Milwaukee Bucks – have the best record, and they're going to have the best record, and nobody's catching them. So just keep that in mind. Like, really keep that in mind. Where am I on Zion? I'll tell you where I am on Zion, because I love this Ja Morant and what he's done with the whole body of work versus obviously the quick flash that we've seen from Zion. But don't get me wrong. Like, Zion is – He's awesome. He's really awesome. And he definitely changes the dynamic and the dimension of that team. And he definitely makes the New Orleans Pelicans relevant. He does. He makes them relevant. Absolutely makes them relevant. They're going to have to figure a few things out, obviously. Going to have to get a little bit of help from some of these other teams. And I believe that they have one of the toughest finishing record. They have one of the toughest schedules to finish out. So it could be a tough task, but I'm really curious to see what a healthy Zion looks like next season, all season. And if it's up to me, I got to give the award to Ja Morant, because I think I'm talking rookie of the year. You got to give it to that kid because of the whole body of work. And if he gets Memphis into the playoffs over Portland or New Orleans or San Antonio, I mean, there's got to be something to that, and you have to give him the nod based on what he did over the whole season versus this quick, short little burst that we're getting from Zion. But quite frankly, this quick, short little burst that we're getting from Zion is something spectacular, man. The guy is fun. He's had over 20 points and a bunch of games in a row now. The first three-pointer that he's taken and made since the first time that he stepped onto the floor when he was making three-pointers left and right. The kid is – he's a ball of energy. And what I love about him, every single time I listen to that guy talk, he wants to learn. He wants to get better. He's the best to me, man. He's the consummate teammate, and he's like the star of your team at the same time. Like, how cool is that? He doesn't even know how cool he is. It's insane. All right, I know I got to take a break. I'll come back and wrap it up the way I do with my parting shot. I'm the Dorf Man. It is the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
That's a great play to take it away from Wilson. Chandler in the counts on the finish. Bledsoe just popped it up there for him. Set that one on a tee.
That is a lot of points.
Yep.
Chris Paul off the floor. Hey. Block shot, Giannis. He just knocked it away from Clint Capella.
Morant goes in the backcourt to get the loose basketball. Down to 12 on the game clock. Morant working on Rozier. Bet on rookie. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Morant Double team comes. Goes at Cody Martin into the lane. Hangs in the air. Gets it onto the window.
No! It falls good. The bucket as Ja Morant splits three Hornet defenders for a go-ahead left-handed finger roll. You gotta be kidding me. The 20-year-old off the deck through three defenders scoops it home.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
I stick my neck out for nobody.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. Check me out on all the social media, like always. It's all Dorf on Sports, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. I got you covered, man, so check it out. It's all Dorf on Sports, and like always, I'm going to leave you with a parting shot. Look, I got a couple things on my mind, so I might as well spill it for you. Watching Tyson Fury battle like a true heavyweight champion and just dominate a guy with skill, power, technique, it was a true thing of beauty. It wasn't the most unbelievable fight in the sense of these two guys were knocking each other back and forth. Mm-mm. This was just a tactical butt-whooping of a guy showing that he has superior boxing skills over Wilder. So unbelievable. Great job, Tyson Fury. You're the heavyweight champ, man, and you proved it. Giannis Antetokounmpo, You made Joel Embiid look like a regular guy. 11-44 over the last couple games between the Milwaukee Bucks and Joel Embiid with his shooting percentage. Not so good. And on the other hand, Giannis has been like a king. All right, folks, I got to say peace and get out of here for the night. So have a great one. I'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. Take care, everybody.